A global pandemic wasn't on Chris Francis's radar when he opened up the Chef's Table in Bloomington. After running a catering service in town for years, he was ready to open a restaurant in early 2020. But about 2 weeks after Francis signed the lease, the restaurant industry was flipped upside down.
We were dead in the water. And it took a few months of still paying rent and all the utilities and everything, but not making any money off of it. And it came to a point where we had to decide, okay, do we just bite the bullet and not do it, or do we move forward?
He had to figure out how to get his food out to the public when many didn't want to come inside. And it didn't help that when the phone rings, Francis is the only employee there.
You're doing everything. You're the cook, you answer the phones, you're the hostess.
National third-party delivery services like Uber Eats and DoorDash create a conundrum for many small restaurants. They have the name identification and ability to deliver food, but partnering with them is expensive. Contracts send up to 30% of each sale to the delivery service, not your favorite eatery.
Looking to improve your business? Uber Eats packages actionable data to help you do just that. To better understand your business, adapt, and thrive.
Reading through all the contracts and talking to these people when they would say 30% or 27%, the first aspect of my mind and the first thought I had was, there's no way.
And some of the tactics the companies use rub some the wrong way. Mark Miller became owner of D'Angelo's Italian restaurant 2 years ago and was confused when he started getting calls from drivers taking the food to go.
First thought, you're like, okay, well, it's a sale. Okay, we'll take it. You know, we need the business just like anybody else.
But after a couple months, the call stopped coming in.
I started getting emails, phone calls. Hey, this is, you know, DoorDash. Did you like having all the business that we sent your way? How about signing up? It's like, signing up? Like, why? I mean, you were sending orders my way to begin with. Why do I need to sign up for something now?
At the same time, the services provide a quick buck for people like Caitlin Holt. She can hop in her car whenever she wants and make some money. That was especially important in a year like 2020.
When the pandemic hit, I needed something to supplement my income at my full-time job, so I went ahead and looked into DoorDash because you can make your own hours and that kind of stuff.
The services have increased in popularity during the pandemic, and especially in a college town like Bloomington, with its young, tech-savvy population, they're here to stay.
We're creatures of habit. It's easier for me to grab my cell phone, grab my computer, order food, and not have to leave my house.
Francis says at best, he'll break even with the delivery services. He's hoping the changing weather and increasing vaccines will lead people to choose getting back to the experience of eating out over the convenience of delivery. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.